Praise the Lord Jesus. This is Thurman Scribner with the Living Savior Ministries. This teaching we're going to do is going to be on a subject about demons and how they work and how they get access to us. I trust you will enjoy this. At the end of the teaching, we'll have a website and a phone number where you can get these teachings free, but we're going to go into the teaching, and you hope you enjoy this very much in Jesus' name.
Now then, and there in their synagogue was a man. Look what happened here after he was preaching with this authority and not as the scribes. And there in their synagogue, a man with an unclean spirit, and he cried out. Now this is in church, folks. This is in church. This demon spoke out saying, "Let us alone. What have we to do with you, thou son of Nazareth, thou Jesus of Nazareth? Art thou come to destroy us? I know who thee are. They're the Holy One of God." You know, I read that 100 times before I realized why in the world would a demon manifest in a man in church to confront Jesus and say, "We know who you are, the Holy One of God." I would have thought, why wouldn't them demons have got up and said, "You're a false teacher. You're not telling us the truth. You're not really the Son of God." But he didn't. He told the truth. You ever wonder about that? Why in the world would a demon manifest in a person and confront Jesus head on and say, "We know who you are. You're God. You can't do this." You know why they did that? Because when Satan deceived mankind 4,000 years before that, we transferred our dominion and our allegiance from God to Satan. And we became the legal servants or slaves of Satan. And Satan had legal right over every human being on the earth. We were all tainted with Adam's sin, so none of us could cast out a demon. Did you know there's no such thing as casting out of demons in the first 4,000 years of history? Not one time will you find in your Bible where anybody ever cast out a demon until Jesus come on the scene. You wonder why that was? Because Jesus was the first man that was born of a woman, literally a man, but yet he came from the Father, so he was without sin, so Satan had no legal right to him. Knew that? Satan knew that? And whenever they confronted, they said, "You're a man, and you're on the earth." Because, see, God can't touch the earth. He's a spirit. He has to do it through you and me. Isn't that awesome when you learn that? You and me get things done on the earth. So when the Lord came as a human being, and that demon says, "We know who you are. You are the Son of God, and you can't touch us. You can't do this." You know what Jesus said? Let me paraphrase it for you. "Shut up and come out of him." Is that what he said? And what did that demon do? He came out. He didn't understand why he had to come out, but he knew he had to obey. He didn't have no alternative. See, he didn't know that when he manifests in church, he thought he was going to do something there and kick this man out, and he's going to stir up a scene there, and everybody would be afraid, and nobody else would even attempt to do such thing as this today. Well, my experience has been with most people I've been with in the church, especially the younger men that I have taken with me, and some women in groups, as we've went out and we start ministering to people, when we have a demon manifest in most people, you know what most men and women of God, even that are well learned, when a demon manifests in a person, you know what most of them do? They panic. But when a demon manifests in a human being and starts talking to them and starts speaking words of vulgar things and stuff that never come out, like this young man that I was ministering with and his wife the other night, we were in the process of casting a demon out in his lovely little 38-year-old bride. As he was doing this himself, he was trying to get her set free and had gone into this about an hour, and he was blown away at what happened. He said, "I never," and he's a Baptist, Southern Baptist too, and that's why, of course, I've been trying to teach him, and he was trying to get his wife set free from this spirit that had been tormenting her. And all of a sudden, this demon manifests in her, and she looked at him right in his eyes, a bride of 17 or 18 or whatever, 20 years, and her lip rolled up, and she looked him right in the eye, and she said, and anger just came all over, and her eyes turned green, and she looked her husband right in the eye, and she said, "I hate you." What do you think that done to him? He said, Thurman, I've never seen anything like it. I said, that wasn't your wife. That was a demon. He said, I know that. I've lived with this woman, this lovely wife of mine, and never, ever, ever has she ever done anything like that in her life. He said, I know what we're fighting against, a demon. Fantastic little Christian lady. Been a Christian since she was a teenager, but she's carrying a demon. And that demon's been killing her. We're going to get her completely set free before it's all over. No, what has happened is that the person, if they're strong in the Lord, can control that. Even though the demon will try to put himself up on them, they still can overcome that power unless something happens like that. Now, whenever their physical body begins to relax and go to sleep, then that demon has the freedom to use their tongue to do what he wants to do. And that's what happens. That's what happens. You know, it's awesome when you see these things happen. Don't ever think for a second you can't have a demon, because I've had many people tell me that I'm a Christian, I can't have a demon. But I'm going to tell you, I've cast more demons out of Christians than any other kind of people. Yes, ma'am. I know a lady, I won't call her name, but I've had her on the TV show with us about 4 years ago. This woman, I was asked to come to speak to a group, maybe a little larger than this, but it was in a home one night, and they asked me to come speak on spiritual authority. And so I'm teaching them, and I said, you know, what y'all want me to teach on is very good. You want to learn how to be spiritual giants. You want to learn how to cast out demons and all these things. But I said, there's something each one of you needs to do before you even attempt this. And they said, what's that? I said, first of all, you need to make sure all your sins are confessed. Make sure you're walking in obedience to the Lord, and make sure your house is clean. Well, so what do you mean, make sure our house is clean? Okay, I said, I'll put it where you're going to make sure your body don't have no demons in it. One of them said, well, now, Thurman, we're all Christians in here. I said, don't make no difference. Well, I got a real battle on my hand, and I said, oh, forget it. I'm not going to argue with y'all all night, so I'll just go ahead and teach you spiritual authority. So about 2 hours later, I literally am up with my Bible in my hand. I can't sit there no more. I'm up, and I don't know what the Holy Spirit's doing, but, man, I am teaching such powerful verses. And all of a sudden, this little woman is about 40-something years old, late 40s maybe, is sitting over here to my right. Now, this group had supper as a group just before I got there. I got there, you know, I didn't come to eat center room, just come to teach them. And all of a sudden, she began to do this. And she told the lady beside her, she said, I'm getting sick. I'm getting sick. And the lady reached over and got a pan, a plastic pan, and handed it to her. And she started gagging in that pan. And when she did, the Holy Spirit spoke to me in an audible voice I could hear, and says, son, she's got demons. Cast them out in Jesus' name. So I walked over there, laid my hand on her back, and I began to command those demons of hell to come out of that woman in the name of Jesus. The foam and the phlegm and the stuff that began to come up out of her body and into that pan was awesome. Not one bite of food. Not one bite of food. After about 10 minutes of throwing up foam and phlegm and all that junk, she sat back and took a deep breath, and she said, I'm free! I'm free! I said, quite a transformation there. And I looked around at the rest of them sitting there, probably 20 more people. And I said, now how many in this room don't believe a Christian can have a demon? And they got eyes this big and mouths wide open. I said, isn't that amazing? I come here to tell you all the truth, and most of you wouldn't believe it. So God just showed you that I was telling you the truth. 2 weeks later, they said, come back. We want you to teach us again. So 2 weeks later, I come back, and that little lady was there. I said, would you tell us the change in your life in the last 2 weeks? She said, I can't believe it. I couldn't sleep at night. I'd be awakened in the middle of the night with nightmares and all these things, and I thought it was normal. But she said, I can now go home and lay down, and I can sleep all night long without one problem. See? Who was her problem? A little Methodist lady that went to church, that after two sessions with me, she finally said, hey, everything you've taught me in this book in the last 2 3-hour sessions, I didn't know none of them. She said, I ain't staying in that Methodist church. I'm going somewhere where they teach me this stuff. So she found a church up in Denton that teaches her these things and about the Holy Spirit. And it has set her life on fire for Jesus. Changed her life. But a little Methodist woman, you know what gave the devil legal right to her? Years before, she'd had gross unforgiveness towards several people. She had forgiven them, but she'd never been through a deliverance. And if you've got gross unforgiveness in your life and have carried that for very long, I guarantee, according to Matthew 18, 21 through 35, you've opened a door wide open, and I guarantee you got a demon. Maybe multitudes of them, just like that little lady had. Now, four or five, you have to go through deliverance. They don't leave. Let me tell you just a couple of quick stories. I'll just tell you one in the interest of time. About four and a half years ago, a young 23 or 4 or 5 year old young man came to me. And his daughter was down in the hospital, and his daughter had an epileptic seizure and a 104 degree temperature, kind of like the story we just read a while ago about the little frothing at the mouth example. And I said, "Son, are you in covenant with the Lord?" He said, "What do you mean?" I said, "I know you're a born again Christian, but are you going to church?" He said, "Yes, sir." I said, "Are you tithing?" He said, "Yes, sir." And I said, "Are you walking in love?" He said, "What do you mean?" I said, "Are you holding any grudges against anybody?" He said, "No, sir." I said, "Are you speaking evil against anybody?" He said, "No, sir." I said, "Okay, then it's got to be your wife." He said, "What do you mean it's got to be my wife?" I said, "Because you and your wife, when you got married, became one. Now then, no curse can come upon you without a cause. So Satan can't just come upon your little three-year-old daughter and put an epileptic seizure on her, except he's got legal right." I said, "I bet it's unforgiveness." I said, "Go get your wife and let's find out." So went and got his wife, and she said, "You know, I don't understand what's going on." Said, "My aunt this morning came by and asked me, said, you know, you and cousin so-and-so have been holding this grudge against each other too long. Y'all need to forgive each other." Then right after lunch, Grandpa came by and said, "You know, you and cousin so-and-so have been holding this grudge against each other too long. Y'all need to forgive each other. Now you walk in this afternoon and ask me if I got a grudge against anybody." Now what has the Lord done? He sent three people to get her attention. Is she picking up on it? No. She don't have a clue. But whenever I explain to them, according to Matthew 18, 21 through 35, that if you don't forgive from your heart, Jesus clearly said in verse 35, He will turn you, the Father will turn you over to the demonic spirits to be tormented, and you will not get out until you pay Him every penny you owe Him. And that's what you get for being walking in unforgiveness. Now, how many of the church don't know that? Most of us. If we did, do you think we'd ever hold a grudge against anybody for a little nickel sin? No, not even for a $5 sin. Especially when you have a $10 million one you owe the king. If he won't forgive, you won't forgive for that little one. He said, "I won't forgive you for the $10 million one."
Stop right there on the teaching today, but we will take up tomorrow right there at the same place. I hope you've enjoyed this teaching. If you'd like these teachings in their entirety, if you would contact us at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. And ask for the teachings on the question and the answer. And if you want to go to our website, you can go to www.tlsm.org. And there you can order all the free teachings that you want. We have them there. Just remember, Jesus Christ is our King and our Lord, and He's a mighty God, and we love serving Him. If we can do anything to help you, just contact us. We'll be happy to pray for you or try anything to meet your needs.